We played it out of sequence.
We did.
Yep.
Yep. And what do we do when that happens? We just go with the flow.
We just go with the flow.
Right.
So
right.
Why did we stop?
Well, the recording, well, I guess the one we have,
Oh, we fucked it up on the recording. Oh. It wasn't right at all on the recording. We messed up. We missed that cue on the recording, too, which is surprising.
Okay.
We've been doing that song right for a few years, and then the last couple shows, not your fault, maybe even before that, we didn't hit some of these, so I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Actually, that one little shorter section is before the drum solo.
So we get two verses, and then we get solos, and then we go back to a third verse. All right, and after the third verse, then it's a drum break.
Right.
And after the drum break, we go back to the first verse,
yeah,
and then do the four licks out,
on the out.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened here is that we didn't do that third verse
yep.
after the
okay.
guitar solos.
So there isn't a second break where the band
no.
out, so just
I mean, there, at the end, all of the ends of every song could change.
Right, I'm sure.
But if we, like, have the parts mapped out, right, then there's only so many parts we could go to, right? So the idea, hopefully, is that whoever wants to make a change and go to a different part is they telegraph that somehow to the
right,
rest of the band.
I can hear.
One of the ways I do it sometimes is I'll throw up a one, and that just means the first part. Do the first part. We're going to the first part. I'll do that. There's other ways that we can do it as well, but that's a specific one.
I'll
right?
never throw up a two.
Yeah. Never throw up two, yeah.
Okay. I just don't want to play when you're supposed to not be playing. That's what I'm saying.
Well, what I heard there was a little bit more, a better groove,
yep,
a little feel in general than what you were doing there, and more up to your background, if I may say, on your resume. I read your resume and went, hot damn, I'm expecting some shit now.
But I didn't start playing until 15 years ago.
Okay, I know. Well, he tries to use that a lot too. Ryan does, but I know better. You can play, and so can he. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I went, actually, with the new speakers, I was listening, I'm like, damn, I said, that dude's doing a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
I was listening to the original thing you sent, mm-hmm, and I was like, shit, and I looked it up, YouTube, mm-hmm, Congo Bassline, and they had a guy playing, and I'm like, oh yeah, my gosh, I'm not doing that.
So, right. And yeah, probably what they were doing is that movement that I was saying was missing, which
yeah,
is the,
exactly,
that bouncing,
yeah, those,
thing
those
that has to happen.
Yeah,
yeah.
Inside,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah,
to me,
and there's ghost stuff pickups too sometimes. You know.
There's a lot of good versions that my favorite is where the Neville Brothers went on David Letterman.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yes. Oh, yeah. They killed it. Yeah. That's such a great version.
That's just the best.
It yeah,
was perfect.
It was. And can you imagine sitting there in that audience that night? I've been at the David Letterman show, okay?
Oh, wow.
I've been there. I've sat there in the audience, and
wow,
for whatever reason, I got this Toby Keith motherfucker, as you know, when I went. So I'm sitting there disappointed as hell, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wishing, oh, God, there's going to be some iconic person on that's going to blow my mind, and I get Toby Keith. So I was disappointed in that, but being there in the room with the band...
Oh.
And all the music that they play, not only to bring people in, but then, you know, also, you know, they play music in the commercial breaks, right? That shit was just fire. All the way through, fire, fire, fire. There was nothing that band was, I mean, that band was so locked in. It's ridiculous. If you think about it, they played together every night
yeah,
for
yeah,
decades.
Yeah.
So why not be really good like that, right? You're going to be good like that.
So, anyway.
That's the advantage of the house band.
Right. Always take advantage of the house.
Well, another one I was working on is Cyclone.
Well, we're constantly working on that one too.
So we want a Cyclone now?
Cyclone. You're driving the bus.
I just got
that's what you want to do.
Some of these newer lines I'm sloppy on, but I mean, I'm practicing, and it's going to tighten up.
There's a difference, obviously. Sloppy and then brain fart sloppy.
Right. Yeah.
Nobody counts off points in this band for brain fart sloppy. Because we all do it, right?
Yeah.
So we can't really call that.
That
it's the pattern of sloppiness is
right,
the thing that's the problem.
Right.
And you are quickly eliminating your pattern of sloppiness.
Right.
So it's all good. Yeah. Because we'll all be sloppy.
It actually what it is what's non-confident? What's the word? Not being confident in, oh, is this what I'm actually, you know, it's like a hesitation.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, try to rid yourself of that.
Yeah. Well, practicing and repetition
yeah, yeah,
does
that. And we're telling you it's okay, man. We're all in here to have fun, so
cool,
don't want you to feel stressed.
Well, just the shoots and grins. Let's do the third verse of Congo Square, and then the
okay,
drum solo, and then we go back to the first, and then we do the four times now, because we haven't played yet. Let's just
right,
try that.
Right.
Third verse. One, two. Let's go. Rolling on down, but you know it's coming.
Yeah, correct. Just,
I mean, sometimes the audience likes that shit too, like they're in on a big joke.